unity to his program. And one of the things they wanted to talk about was how the pigs were dealing with him. And he was, because he had been trained, you know, he's a trained journalist, he tried to invite the pigs. He said, come on, y'all, let's hear what y'all got to say. Well, they never came. But they worked behind his back. And eventually, the NPR station in Philadelphia fired Brother Mumia Abdul-Jamal. That's what they did. He continued to try to work, you know, but he was there at the press conference, and this is a key moment when I think, now help me out, it was the Powelton Commune that was the first eviction of Moose. So, you know, all the Moose people lived in it, you know, this house, this commune, they called it. They sent 600 pigs, 600 pigs to evict these people. I'm talking 20 people. 600 pigs. They surrounded the entire commune. But what they wound up doing was forming a circular firing squad. So somebody heard something pop off, and then they got to shooting at 20 unarmed people. Now, it didn't help that Move claimed that they were going to defend themselves to the last man. That didn't help. But for sure, the genocidal impulse in these pigs revealed itself. Well, they wound up shooting six pigs, and they shot six pigs. I'm talking about the pigs shot themselves and a fireman. One pig died. That's what the Move 9 was sent to prison for the police, killing a policeman. They went to prison because the police formed a circular firing squad. So Mumia spoke on this matter at the press conference. He said, no, wait a minute, how do you form a, what kind of police procedure is this to form a circular firing squad and then shoot yourselves? Rizzo said to Brother Mumia right then, he said, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be around, but we're going to get your ass. At the press conference. Well, they did. And it's up to us to try to stick with it through all of this, through the ups and downs, to try to stay on course. Think about it. You a revolutionary? Well, really? Stick with it.
All right. Thank you, Gerald. We forgot to mention in the introduction, Gerald's a former member of the Black Panther Party and a member of the Labor Action Committee to Free Mumia. And now the Longshore Union has been in coalition with the Oakland Education Association, the teachers, because we jointly formed a committee called Schools and Labor Against Privatization. And what that means is they're privatizing, setting up charter schools, and they're selling a lot of the schools. And that's the privatization policy that's going on to the school board. And in the port, we have the billionaire John Fisher, who wants to build an Oakland A stadium in the middle of the port. That would be the only port in the country that would have a stadium in the middle of it. So we formed the committee, SLAP, and here to join us at the rally, because the teachers have been there for Mumia for a long time, is Craig Gordon of the OEA.
Thank you. Jeff said, ILWU and OEA have been together for a long time on a number of issues, and one of them has been on the issue of Mumia Abdul-Jamal. And the OEA have had teach-ins. Bob Mandel, the Jack Ridge earlier, organized, teach-in a number of us participated in 1999 or 2000, I always forget what it was, 99. That, the Colonel Order Police tried to shut down as the liberal OUSD board complied to try to, threaten to, any teachers who went forward, but many teachers did go ahead and taught about this. And I think this goes back to what the brother said earlier about, what they're afraid of is the truth, and about the power of the pen and the knowledge that Mumia brings, and that, and so as an educator, and as educators, that's what we were committed to, and that's what we found ourselves up against during the teach-in, that they tried to shut it down, that the district listened dutifully to the police. Oh yes, we won't educate around this. The privatization that Jack talked about too is again about the fear of the ruling class of an educated, working class, educated people. That's the last thing they want. So privatizing public schools helps keep them basically, ineffective in terms of any real powerful education. And sure enough, when we did it, the federal fraternal police FOP came out again to try to suppress their entire website of radical or progressive curriculum that was on the district's website that many teachers did, and one that was on there happened to talk about, it was actually about Martin Luther King's radical vision and what students don't know about, the King was not just I have a dream, but he was actually calling for, the abolition of capitalism and, linking racism and capitalism and militarism. And it also talks about, well, here's something else you may not know that you're not taught, that's never in the news, never in your textbooks, and that is about this political prisoner who millions of people know about. And that was one of the, and again, the FOP came out and they demanded that the district censor take this curriculum down that had been on the website for years, and they noticed it, and the district did. And we were managed a concerted fight by a core of folks within our union, and others managed to get them to reverse it for a while. So, but again, this is the thing that stands out to me. And then the last thing I'll just say is that that's what strikes me, that can be added to what we're saying today, is that in addition to the outrageousness of the actual latest denial of justice in the face of such obvious, six boxes of evidence to the contrary, is that not a word in any major media. I've heard that today is finally in the Philly papers. New York Times doesn't deign to even mention something as important as this. You can search, it's not there. I think the last mention is like from 10 years ago. So it's a lesson, and it's one, again, we should be teaching people that this is in addition to the kinds of conclusions we want people to draw from the way in which Mumia has been suppressed and the way they're killing him, is that they want to kill the truth, and that the absence of any mention of this in the press is proof of that. Thank you.
What about the teachers in 1999?
Another teacher is going to be next. Bob May.